Here's the closing bell brief for Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks ended the day mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 68 points to close at 33,677, but the Nasdaq Composite gained 146 points, or more than 1%, and the S&P 500 rose 13 points to close at a new record high. The Dow was held back by Johnson & Johnson, whose shares fell 1.3% after U.S. health authorities recommended a pause in using the company's COVID-19 vaccine, amid reports of 6 cases of blood clotting in women who'd received it. Singapore's Grab Holdings plans to go public on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange by merging with a special purpose acquisition company. The deal would value the ride-hailing food delivery and digital wallet group at nearly $40 billion, making it by far the biggest SPAC deal to date. And Bitcoin rose more than 5% to a new record, trading above $63,000, according to CoinDesk. Coinbase, the largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange, plans to go public through a direct listing on the Nasdaq tomorrow. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.